Thank you for calling InnoFlight Incorporated. If you know the
Welcome to the directory. Please enter the first three P A U L space C M A R T.
Hello.
Okay, Martha, we both are on the phone. Sorry about that.
No worries. No, it's okay.
So how are you?
Okay. I'm fine, Arthur, and you?
I'm doing great, fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Martha, I just got a chance to go over your email, and we thought of giving you a call right after, because I believe that there were a couple of changes and some things that we might probably seen in the form of a mistake in the form of spellings. I did get a chance to quickly go through the document. Can you tell me? Where exactly are you? Is the mistake visible? Because I've checked all the times that I've actually mentioned InnoFlight within the document, and it seems that I'm not able to find that. Can you help me find it?
Oh, sure. So first of all, I just want to explain to both of you that my CFO is an expert on agreement and proposal, so that's why everything have to be exactly, you know, very good, you know, and that's, he normally work into $1 million and up contract. So I know this is $11,000. So we have to do it. It's easy. We just need to do it, you know, however he wanted to do it. So that's why he's like very detailed in certain things. Okay. So page number three, where it say parties, number one, where it says,
yes,
this website design contract is entered, blah, blah, blah. And then you say head developer and InnoFlight, the F is not capital, it's with a little F. I don't know if there's another company
small?
Like that, and we don't want to confuse. Excuse me?
So it's a
InnoFlight name is
caps,
not with...
Or is it going to...
No. No, you have to put in the contract InnoFlight without an F in the middle. I mean, the F of flight is in capital, so we need just to put it on InnoFlight without capital. No capital letter there. Just the I.
No capital in middle. Okay.
Understood.
And I think you have it there, and then on the project description, you have it again on the second line.
It's everywhere.
Where it said, visual, yeah. Yeah. So everywhere that is that name, we need to, because I believe there's another company that with that name that is in Europe.
Uh-huh. Okay. So InnoFlight, the F is in lower caps. That's all, right?
Yes, exactly.
Got
yeah.
It.
And leave the
Perfect.
I in capital. Yes.
Done.
Easy peasy.
How about we do this right over this phone call and send it to her again, and as soon as she approves it, and I think that would be perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, because
it's,
I have the
meeting
at 4:30.
Just
oh,
that
okay.
Right
so
now.
It's just one.
Yes.
It was just two letters, or it was all over? One second. Let
all
me
over.
Just check
all
it
over. All over. I recently checked it, and the signature and date as well. Everywhere, it's like the F is in caps.
Oh, and by the way, you mentioned that the sitemap is wrong. Can you tell me where it went wrong in terms of that? Yes.
Oh, okay. So because I send you the email and I send you exactly how I want it, and it looks like, I don't know if I don't explain very well myself, but if you see on the sitemap, you see company and then products. Uh-huh. That's going to be like company. I want it to be one page, the page that when you open, you know, and then when you see about us, mission, that's what is going to happen in that particular page. And then we have products. That's another page. And then I separated newsroom to be another page, and then careers to be another page, and contact to be another page. And you added there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, it looks like everything is going to be under products. You see what I'm saying? Like, under products,
okay,
so I want number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then number 5
I'm
to
so
be...
I'm so sorry about that. Let me...
Three eyes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'll explain. Let me see if I get this right. So what happens is the company is a separate company is one page under which there are subpages such as about us, mission, products and technology, and then contact. And then when we and then products is a separate category, and then under that is multiple subcategories amongst which in which
one, two, three, four products.
Okay. I get perfect. And then
and newsroom is another page.
In which there are multiple subcategories such as news releases, events, and media contacts.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And careers is
then
the same,
careers,
and then the context is also the same.
Yes. And
products.
And I don't know if you saw that I put in parentheses forms, because those, that's where we want to have the forms where people can fill out to get information. I don't know if that that is important, but it will be good if you want to put forms in there.
It's definitely going to be very, very important. We'll see. What happens is any of the contact pages actually have multiple forms. So what I will do is I will define forms, lead gen, or let's say, you know, informational forms, right next to the contact, you know, the
category. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. That leg explains, you know, where we're going to put it.
Exactly.
And then where you can, the explanation that you give me in the email saying, okay, the 3 years is just for the hosting plan, and maybe we me and Ben's just, well, we're like, oh, it's just the hosting plan. I didn't know. But what happened, like this, for example, these pages here on the sitemap, they're like 20, 25, whatever. But if we want to add pages, we cannot ask you for help, or you guys are going to tell us how to do it and we have to do it. Is that how it works? Or what happened if we're going to add, I don't know, 10 more products, you know, in after 6 months? Well,
After 6 months. Okay. So usually, let's say, because, you know, there are going to be more products and you would want to make sure that those products are uploaded appropriately, what we will do is we'll make sure that we look after the maintenance of the website, meaning that, you know, if, let's say, if you have an entire, let's say, you know, you say that, you know, Arthur, I want to wait until I have 10 products first and then I want to upload all of them all together. So, for example, you have 10 pages at this point, and you would want to add it to the 30 pages that you currently have. So, you know, that, in that, what we will do is we will, after 6 months, what we can do is we can charge you a minimal fee of maintenance only, or let's say only for that certain scope of the project. It's not going to be that expensive because, again, it's just the addition of a couple pages, which has already been provided to you up to a maximum of 50 pages. If you were to do it before, I would recommend doing, you know, defining it within the scope beforehand, so that way exactly, so you wouldn't have to, you know, have to spend,
but I'm pretty sure it's growing, and so we already know it's growing so fast, so we know that that's going to happen, but we want to state that in the contract. Say, can you state in a place, say, we can, you know, make some changes blah, blah, by 6 months, and after 6 months we are going to be, you know, making changes, or it's going to be charged minimum or whatever. The explanation that you put there.
Yes, I
just
can do that.
Maybe you can put it on the in the scope of work or in the project
I'm
description,
put it
maybe?
Under, I'm going to put it under what maintenance and support, because that's where,
okay,
it,
where
you
is
know,
that?
Yes. It's points number
where is
eight.
The maintenance and support? Oh, yeah, I got it. I see it. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's more post-launch, 3 months complete support.
24-48 hour turnaround time, exclude major CRs. Now, I think we have an understanding on how the CRs will work, because the CRs are the major changes that you would require. So let's say a major change could be to, you know, change the entire scope of the website. You would want to, you know, go all the way from scratch after, you know, approving everything. That's a major CR. Unless then we could really help you.
What happened if
so
we want to change, like, the video, for example?
That's not a CR.
Like the video
in
the front.
Provision. That's a basic revision. That's a basic revision.
Okay.
Yes. Major CRs are, let's say, changing the entire scope of the project. So, yeah.
Got you. Like, I want to change the whole thing with a different color with la la la. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Exactly. exactly. So let me just type this down. So after 6 months of the website being launched, our team will provide website maintenance on a requirement based on a requirement basis.
Mm-hmm.
What this means is that, you know, instead of you paying a monthly fee and we're not doing anything, a requirement basis
mm-hmm.
means only when you have a requirement, we will charge for that requirement. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, of course. And then, I mean, as soon, and
better.
I already told you guys, as soon we're going to see how this works and stuff, and we may be going to request more stuff from you guys, you know, depends how everything is going. But let's start with the right foot here. That's what you want.
Absolutely. I've got you throughout the entire process. I'll also be, let's say, you know, consider me as the entire project consultant. So I'll be considering
this
more as my own business as well. Let's see if I can make certain improvements in the marketing and the videography and all of these different things. So this is something that I usually do.
But I just want you to be on the same page with me. When I was sending you the email, I thought that I was super clear, and then I saw it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is all wrong. I mean, this is so different. What's going on? But let's communicate. I mean, you called me right away, and I tell you, but I wanted, you know, the changes to be, I thought that they were easy, but maybe I confused you guys. But I think you,
that's
if
perfect.
You, we put everything in here, we don't need to bother you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully, it will be the final.
Okay, Martha, I had a question. Arthur is kind of working on the changes right now and the proposal. So I have a question.
Uh-huh.
As
yes.
soon as we get the approval,
sure.
So we got two options, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a word with your accounting manager or whoever is taking care of that. So we have two options.
Yes.
Like the first is ACH bank transfer. Second would be the bank wire transfer. So what do you guys prefer?
Yes.
Do you have any idea?
No, I don't have an idea, but I think it's the ACH. I think it's the ACH.
Because, yeah, for
if
it's ACH, so you guys can easily, like, transfer to online banking, but if
yes.
you go with the bank
yes.
wire, someone from the accounts have to go to the bank to do the transfer.
Yes, yes. It's just that I was talking to our CFO, Owen T. It's really a go. This is really a go. It's just waiting to, you know, have everything correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the approval, to be honest, is already approval. I just need the L at the end of and then the end. But it is approved. So
and how
I'm
about,
just going to wait to have...
How about your meeting with the great CEO? Did you get the approval from him?
Yes. So today when, because I say I want to start now because of the 8th, my plan is to launch it in January. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if middle of January, maybe, or the end of January, but that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my project, and I really want you guys to make me look good, and I want
of
you
course.
Guys to look good, too.
Of course, Martha.
Both of us.
Of course.
So,
you're
going to
represent you.
Why
we know that.
Putting pressure here. We're really putting pressure here, and today, hopefully, I will, as soon as you make those changes, send me the correct one. I will print it. I will have the meeting with him, and I will give it to accounting, and I will let you know what is the process, is what's going on, and when they're going to, because I don't know in accounting. You know, what is the
I understood.
The plan
if they
the
want
deal,
to, if they want to speak to our accounting department, please do let us know. I'll connect
mm-hmm.
you with someone in the finance.
Well, I'm going to give you. I'm going to give your information so they can contact you, and then you,
sure.
you give them whatever you, you know,
sure.
you want to
thank
go.
You.
So, but you are going to be the POC for us.
Okay,
for now,
yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure, because I
okay.
have already taken all the details for the like ACH routing number and the bank wire details also. I have it. I took it from the finance on Friday and already
okay.
have it. Like I'm just waiting for you guys' approval. As soon as you provide me that, I'm going to send you an email.
Oh, okay. But I'm a little confused. Explain me something, both of you guys. Why, okay, one person is in San Jose and another person is in another place and everybody's all over, or
Actually, the thing is,
so I'm kind of confused.
Understood. Like, because, you know, Martha, like, we are located, like, our main head office is in San Jose. The Orbit Design Agency is located there, but, like, we have hired multiple people from multiple states because, like, we cannot get, highly paid developers from one state. So we have to hire, like, other people and other people from different states. So that's why they're working from home for us. And we have another location that is located in a different state, so you don't need to worry about that.
Okay. No, just because, like I said, I'm old school, you guys are, you know, different, there's a different ways to do this, and I was not aware, to be honest.
We usually provide services online, so that's the reason. The client just doesn't, like, they don't hate it.
I know. I'm old school, I tell you. I'm like your mom. I know, terrible. But, So bear with me, please. But I totally believe in you guys. This is going to be our project. So I just checking, and I don't see. I think everything is good. So okay, in charge a minimum fee of $200 per website maintenance to get the revision and addition, and this is after the 6 months. Okay, this is clear.
That's correct.
And then this is the 3 months complete support. This is for the host. No, for hosting. So this is different. And suggest hosting plan, I got that. Set growth monthly, time, the price still the same, blah, blah, blah. So they include the scope of mention about your digital marketing campaigns will include 3 months of enterprise CEO. The dedicated project manager will be our assistant and helper. The dedicated project manager, that's you, Arthur, correct?
That's correct, yes. I am actually the consultant on the project, but I actually have multiple project managers that work under me and actually assist me with the entire process, too. So my job is to make sure that I get the guidance and that the project managers have that implemented with different teams. But I'm going to personally be managing the entire project for you, so don't worry about that.
Okay, and then on the date for the signature, you put November 9th. I don't know if you want to change it to today, but
yes.
I don't know if that's a problem.
I definitely want to change that. Oh. No, that's all right.
Yeah, because
right
he's going to tell me that he's going
to
say.
We have to.
Yeah, I know, because
okay,
he's going to tell me. I tell you, I'm not so super pro on this either, but I think
okay.
Everything looks good. It's just that.
But to get them.
We made it like on time. I have 15 minutes to get into that meeting, and I'm gonna have this ready. I'm so happy.
Even we are
but
also happy to get you guys on board.
You guys are.
We spend a lot of time in it, and things
gonna
work out.
I know. Yeah, love it.
Okay,
guys,
so I'm changing
no both two very page. Important ones.
Yep.
Do you send the changes? Okay.
So I'm actually made changes to the dates in both within the top in the parties and also within the signature and date, both of those options.
Okay. I like it.
Can you take a look at it, Martha?
Let me just
yes, I'm
that
waiting
right
for...
now.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got this. Okay, I'm waiting. Okay, no. Not yet.
No, I'm just sending it right. Just give me a moment. Just 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Okay, great.
I know the three of us are very desperate, huh? I got it. I like that. I'm still waiting, okay?
That's all right. It's going to come into your inbox, sent from my end. It's going to come in about 5 seconds from now.
Copy in a second. There it is. I got it.
Awesome.
I got it. Let me just double check 14th of November, got it. In a flight with no F, what about this other one? Okay. And then you change the side map. And at the end, let me just, November, got it. Perfect. This is the one, okay, guys? This is the one.
Awesome.
All right, so this is the final one. And,
yeah,
hopefully we don't get any more requests for the changes.
Yeah,
and
yeah, so give me a couple of hours, and I will get back to you maybe in the afternoon, because this is going to be done around 2 o'clock. So I give you a call today for sure.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. We'll wait for it. And
no,
thank you so
both,
much.
Really, I appreciate it.
No problem, Martha.
Okay,
sure.
Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
You too, Martha. Bye. Talk to you. Bye.
All right.